Eric is calling from Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, how we doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Eric?
I'm well, thank you. I don't know if you've done a wellness check on Frank the Tank.
Yeah, I'm all right, Eric. Evan just hit me in the head with a giveaway, Mercury Mets jersey, and I love this. Thank you, Evan. He just came into the studio and said, you come. I actually do love this. Thank you very much. I was thinking about it. I'm doing the show here. I'm trying to talk to Eric, and something comes flying and hits me in the head.
I thought you would like that.
I appreciate this very much. You couldn't have left it on my desk.
I thought you were at break. I figured, let me see if you have quick reflexes.
I was worried that you were mad at me, too.
I'm not mad. Listen, let me tell you something. I saw your tweet. I was at the game with my family.
Right.
And I wasn't even checking Twitter, but I happened to check.
Yeah.
And I laughed. Now, I didn't hear the show during the
day.
I took it as a joke. Now, what happened as soon as that tweet was fired was hell. And I don't blame you for it. I actually thought it was funny, but I got to tell you, getting a lot of heat.
I understand. I understand, but thank you for this.
I'm on your side if that means anything.
It does mean something. Okay. I mean, for goodness, I thought it was an obvious joke.
I laughed at it. I explained it to my son. I was like, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you, I was explaining everything to my son. He asked me why they were chanting mean things at Marcelo Zuna. Imagine telling a seven-year-old.
Which is more difficult, explaining that to him or Frank the Tank?
It was complicated. But I thought it was funny. It's just it was terrible timing. I mean, listen, obviously everything went horrible since you tweeted it.
Terrible timing. The Mets were at their apex.
But then Senga gets hurt.
I understand, but do you really think I had the...
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying...
It's their fault. They can't help me out for once. For goodness sake, can they do me a freaking favor? They go into the tank as soon as I tweet that and get behind them?
You know what the problem was? And listen, I don't think you did anything wrong, but I think that most people who saw it thought you were being serious.
You
almost needed to add hey... LOL,
right.
Or JK, or whatever.
Right.
I knew you were joking because I guess maybe because I know you, because I've heard you.
Well, the fact that common sense, the Mets to that point were still behind the Braves. How could it be over? You know what I'm saying? It was different a couple years ago.
But understand something. And again, I'm on your side. I'm only one voice. Yeah. What can I do? If this season goes in the tank,
I know.
It's going to be your fault. Understand that. I'm not saying I'm going to blame you. I'm not saying Hoff's going to blame you, but the reality is most Met fans are going to say it's Salicata.
Right, so it's not going to be Tyler McGill or David Peterson or the third base coach.
I know.
It's going to be me.
I understand.
So when they win, it's because of Grimace. When they lose, it's because of me.
That is correct, yes.
Thank you for this jersey. This is awesome. Seriously, I was eyeing this one, so I appreciate that. Little Mercury Mets. Thanks, Ev. All right, sorry, Eric. Let's get back to the call there. Eric is in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal, what's going on, man? I can always take second fiddle to Evan. He's coming in there for you because, I felt for you, dude. I really did. I mean, I know what it's like with the social media trolls, and clearly it was a joke. Anybody that knows you or listens, it was a joke. And I thought it was actually quite funny. And then to see him, go out and get their teeth kicked in, 19-2 over two games and Senga going down, I was man, this is brutal.
I'm going to have to do something about this if they continue to lose. I can't take it. I mean, I'm begging for a win tonight.
Man.
Regular season in July, I'm just begging. Just get a freaking win. Go win 2 out of 3 from Minnesota so we can all move on here.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to talk real quick on the Yanks because, your topic here and the point is absolutely spot on. And I agree. Yeah, the Yanks and Mets are absolutely in the same place. The Yankees probably probably more aggressive, here at the trade deadline. And I don't know if you read it yesterday, but Sherman had a great piece. And the numbers actually are crazy for both Judge and Soto right now. I mean, Judge's OPS is over 213, which is just absurd. And you've got Soto at just about 190 OPS. So point being, it's like these guys are in their prime. You can't waste it. So cash has to go out and do stuff. And to me, I know the Yankees and cash are always hesitant to get rid of our prospects, but Spencer Jones has to be on the table to me, particularly if you're going after guys like Crochet or Snell. But it looks like it's even the case for Fairbanks or Tanner Scott. I mean, those bullpen arms, what Philly gave away for what is kind of a mediocre bullpen arm is insane. So that being the case, if you're the Yanks, if you're cash, you got to do whatever it takes. I am really hard-pressed to put Dominguez in anything, but get creative. I think guys like Ben Rice, Gleyber Torres is another great one to package in with somebody like Spencer Jones for a Snell, or maybe it's Fairbanks or Tanner Scott. But to me, I think Tanner Scott's probably out now, considering that he wasn't included in the trade with the Marlins, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't feel good about that one. But
I think you're right, though, Eric, and thank you for the call. Okay, great. And that's kind of why I started the show the way that I did. We're seeing the reports now. Oh, well, prices are steep and teams can't believe they're shocked by the the sticker prices for these relievers or starters. Hey, whatever the cost is, it is. You want it or not. And now if you can't afford it, you know, you go to the store. Yeah, I really want that, you know, whatever it may be, and you can't afford it. Okay, fine. But the Mets and Yankees can afford whatever it is that's out there. Will they have the best offer? All right, maybe not. If you get beat, fine. But they could get whatever's out there. Let's just say Tanner Scott. Both the Mets and Yankees could get Tanner Scott. You have to figure out ways to do it. What are you going to be willing to give up? What are you going to be willing to take on? But they could do it. You have to go for it. Now, I wouldn't want to give up Dominguez if I'm the Yanks. You'd have to draw the line somewhere. I don't know if there's something out there that's worth it to give up Jason Dominguez. And I'm sure there are certain guys in the Mets farm system that they feel are untouchable. That's great. Trade from the touchables. Not all top 10 guys are untouchable. Now, maybe the other team wants your untouchables. Hey, you have to figure it out then. But are we going all in or not? Are we going to wait till next year and wait for the future? Like, come on now. There's a fine line. There's a fine way to balance it. And that's on them. That's their job. That's why Cashman, that's why Stearns, that's why they get paid the big bucks. You can't just sit back and wait for all these prospects to come up and perform. We've seen it a million times. They don't all pan out. It's their job to pick the right ones to move for the right players to add now to help your team get over the top to go out there and win a World Series.